There was some patience, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. These wonderful scripture readings we proclaim today for the funeral mass were chosen by John's family. In many ways, they are a portrait of John Hartigan, the person, John Hartigan, the believer, John Hartigan, the father, the wonderful family. These readings reflect so much that was admirable about John Hartigan. I want to thank Father Jim Cunningham, the pastor here at St. Teresa's, for allowing me to celebrate this funeral mass today, to thank him for his hospitality, his warm welcome, and his faithful ministry and pastoral care for the Hartigan family. I know that it means so very much to them at this time. 30 years ago, February 14, 1986, I came here to St. Teresa's in the middle of winter, with snow piled high along the roads and the sidewalks, to celebrate the funeral mass of Mary Hartigan, the beloved wife of John, who had left us all too young in her early 60s. And now, we come again today at the feast of St. John the Baptist to celebrate the funeral mass for John Hartigan, who has left us at the age of 96, rich in deeds of love and kindness, a harvest laden down with faith, a lifetime of remarkable goodness, a man of uncommon character, universally loved and admired. A man who has touched all our lives and made all of us better for having known him. Today I offer my heartfelt, deepest sympathy to his loving family, to Edward, his son, Thomas, his son, to Paul, his son, Paul's wife, Patricia, to Marie, his loving daughter, to Matt, his son, Matt's wife, Marie, to Timmy, to James and his wife, Nancy, an older son, Kevin, preceded his father in death. We remember him today too, wonderful man. John loved each of you, his family, and all of you, was heartily proud of your successes. Beaming with pride in this remarkable family, he raised with his wife, Mary, here in Buffalo and Pawnee Parkway, where they lived all these years. Today I offer my deepest sympathy to his grandchildren, who are the apple of his eye, Timothy and Patrick, Mary Catherine, Neil, Bridget, Kevin, Margaret and Shaw. What a role model he was for you, and how blessed you were to have a grandfather of such goodness. His heart was broken in the untimely death of one of his grandchildren, Billy, just a little over a year ago, December 2014. What a sorrow that must have been for his heart. Today I offer our sympathy and tune to John's brother-in-law, John O'Neill from New York. He and John Hartigan were dear, dear friends through all the years. We offer our sympathy too to his sister-in-law, Richard Taffy, lives here in Buffalo, lost her own husband just a short time ago. John is survived also by a host of nephews and nieces and many, many cousins who are privileged to know and love John Hartigan, to receive his kindness. I want to thank all of you today for coming to this funeral mass, to pray for John, to remember him, to be with his family, just by your presence, by your word, by a handshake or a hug. It means so much to them on this day. We have an old saying in our tradition that a grief shared is a grief lightened. So today you are helping to lift the burden of grief from a good family by your very presence here for this funeral mass. John Hartigan was born back in Ireland in County Clare in 1920. He was one of nine children who were born into a small farm, and conditions in Ireland were harsh. Poverty was widespread. Immigration to England and the United States was the gateway for most of the youth of Ireland in those days. John and some of his brothers made their way to England, found work there in the construction business. He became a skilled plasterer, one of the best in his time, and eventually a skilled and master carpenter. He gained a reputation as a hard worker, honest and dependable, someone people admired and respected. In a few years, he came to the United States, first to New York, and then he settled here in Buffalo with his wife, Mary. Here they raised eight children, a wonderful family, who were remarkably gifted. He gave them a first-class education and set them on that upward mobility path that brought them into the professions. They would never have to endure the back-breaking work of construction sites amid the brutal cold of winter, the heat of summer. Now, John wanted something more for his children, that they would move up into professional life, and so they have. Now they are his legacy, and what a treasure he has left in these children and his family. They are now his legacy and his monument that he has left for future ages. The great architect, Pugin, the English architect, who designed many of the great landscapes and masterpieces of London. When he died, there was a simple marker put at his grave, and on it it said, "If you wish to see my monument, look around you. Look around the city of London. You will see all the great work that he had done." I think that we can say for John Hartigan, if you wish to see John Hartigan's monument, look today at his family. Look at them. Children and grandchildren, they are his legacy. They are his monument. I came to know John Hartigan through the years in coming to New York for family weddings, baptisms, and celebrations. There was no one more loyal in attending the family gatherings in New York or in Ireland or here in Buffalo. I came to know him as a man of deep faith, who loved his church, a man of integrity and character. He loved life and lived it to the full. And while he worked hard, he also loved to party. He loved to sing, to dance, to play music, play the accordion, to celebrate with family and friends. This man was kind to everyone he met. I don't believe he ever had an enemy in his life. He was a gentleman, and a gentle man. He was clothed in a robe of goodness and kindness, a man who brought blessing wherever he went, as reflected in today's Gospel Beatitudes. He was a beatitude man. He brought blessing wherever he went. St. Paul's description as the man of kindness, compassion, humility, gentleness, and patience fits John so well. That's who he was, indeed. Kindness, patience, compassion, humility. Isaiah tells us, "They that hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on eagle's wings. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow faint." That was John's life. John 2, walked with the Lord. He walked and did not grow faint in the great journey of life. He was richly rewarded with the love, admiration, and respect of every one of his children. right up to the moment of his death. What a blessing to die the length of days, loved and cared for by your family to the very end. He was well cared for, and he deserved that care. Today I have to make a special word of thanks to his son, Timmy. Timmy lived with his father, John, here the last few years, took exceptional care of him, made sure he was cared for every day. That was a wonderful gift from Timmy to his father, and John, I'm sure, would bless him all his days for that kindness. Timmy looked after him, loved him, cared for him, so he did not have to go to a nursing home. He could live in his own house, where he had always lived, and there he would die that too, peacefully. And so, Timmy, we thank you today. You've given all of us a wonderful example. Thomas Jefferson, as he lay dying on the national birthday, July the 4th, repeated the words of Simeon in Luke's Gospel, said that throughout the day, he kept repeating these words, "Now you may let your servant go in peace." He was ready to go. He had lived his life, now he could go. I have no doubt that John Harkin was equally ready to answer God's call at the end. It had been a full journey, a full life, lived well. Now he was able to say to the Lord, "I am ready. Now I am ready." And so a beautiful life was closed. All was finished in beauty. All was finished in grace. I'd like to mention a quote, the words of St. Teresa of Avila, the patron saint of this magnificent church, that applies to those who have gone before us. O soul in God, hidden from sin, what more desires for thee remain? Save but to love, and love again, and all on fire with love within, live on, and learn to love again. John Harkin now has cut off the life of God, and will love through all eternity. Let us close for ourselves a prayer for this day. This is a day of sadness for many of us, a day of memories that flood in upon us, family especially, as we bid farewell to a beloved figure. These words of Cardinal Newman can be a comfort for us, with English churchmen. He prays, "May the Lord support us all the day long, till the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, and the busy world is hushed, the fever of life is over, and our work is done. Then in his mercy, may he give us safe lodging and a holy rest and peace at last." And so, John, we pray for you today. May you rest in peace and rise in glory. Amen.
Welcome him into the hall of the husky banquet. We pray to the Lord. Lord. today. Show your mercy to those who suffer unjustly. These sin against your love and gather them to the eternal kingdom of peace. We praise the Lord. Those who trust in the Lord, now sleep in the Lord. Give refreshment, rest, and peace to all those whose faith is known to you alone. We praise the Lord. The family and friends of John seek comfort and consolation. Heal their pain and dispel the darkness and doubt that comes from grief. We praise the Lord. We are sincere in faith and confidence to pray for our brother John. Strengthen our hope so that we may live in the anticipation of your son's coming. We praise the Lord.